Hello and welcome to Camel Screen Guild Players from OTRGold.com. This episode will begin after a brief message from our sponsors.
Cigarettes now present Walt Disney's Pinocchio, starring Fanny Bryce and Henry Stafford, with Jeffrey Silver as Pinocchio, Hans Conn Reed as Honest John, Janet Waldo as the Blue Fairy, and Arthur Q. Bryan as Jiminy Cricket.
Can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see.
All right now, Smoke. You've heard the commercial. You've been having a busy Christmas week, and it's time you went to bed.
Why?
Well, I should think you'd want to go to bed and rest up again for tomorrow. Then you can play with your new toys all over again.
Are you going to go to bed and rest up?
No, why?
Well, you played with them more than I did.
Now, let's not be crazy. Will you go to bed if I sing you a little song?
A lullaby?
Uh-huh.
Rock-a-bye, baby?
Yes.
I'd rather stay here.
Well, you can't sit by the radio all night.
But they're going to tell my favorite story. Pistachio.
Pistachio? You mean Pinocchio. Pistachio is a nut.
No, he ain't, Daddy. He's a little bit of a boy.
The little boy's name's Pinocchio. I know the story very well.
Mm, so do I. His father carved him out of wood.
Exactly. And do you know his father's
name?
What is it?
Edgar Bergen.
Just as I thought. You're bluffing. When I was your age, I knew the story of Pinocchio backwards.
You did?
Yes. Now, will you go to sleep if I tell it to you?
Backwards?
No, forward.
All right, then. Tell me the story.
All right. Well, once upon a time, long, long ago, there was a kind old man named Geppetto.
Mm-hmm.
He was a toy maker, and he lived all alone. No one to talk to but his cat and his goldfish.
Did the cat really talk?
Certainly. It said, meow.
Mm. And what did the goldfish say?
Why the goldfish said... Oh, don't be silly. Goldfish don't talk. They open their mouths, but they never say anything.
You mean like you do when Mommy's around?
When Mommy's around, I'm no goldfish.
What are you?
I'm a dead mackerel.
Poor Daddy. Tell me more about Pistachio.
Pinocchio! Well, one cold winter night, just after Christmas, when most people were enjoying good cheer and fellowship with their families, old Geppetto was in his cottage all alone. And he was feeling a bit sad, because he didn't have any family at all. Just his cat and his goldfish, and a little wooden puppet he had just finished carving. And he turned to Figaro, that was the name of his cat, and he said,
Figaro, he is the nicest puppet I have ever seen. I think I will call him Pinocchio. Oh, you like that, huh? He's such a cute little fellow. He almost looks alive. Figaro, wouldn't it be nice if he were real? What is it? Oh, what do you want? Oh, the window is open. You want me to close it, eh? Very well. Figaro, look, up there, the wishing star. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I make tonight. Figaro, you know what I wish? I wish that my little Pinocchio might be a real boy.
How do you like the story so far?
I like it. What happened next?
Old Geppetto went to sleep.
Why?
Well, that's the story. He just went to sleep, that's all.
That's all?
Yes.
That's a very short story.
Now, don't be silly. Geppetto went to sleep. Late that night, a beautiful blue light shone in through the window. It blazed and it glowed, and in the middle of it stood the Blue Fairy. And she touched Pinocchio with her golden wand, and she said,
Little puppet made of time, awake, the gift of life is thine.
Golly,
Yes, Pinocchio. I have given you life.
Why?
Because the good Geppetto has brought so much happiness to others of his boys. And tonight he wished for a real boy.
Am I a real boy?
Not yet, Pinocchio. To make Geppetto's wish come true, it'll be entirely up to you.
Up to me?
Yes. Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you'll be a real boy.
Oh, a real boy!
Well, not so easy. You must learn to choose between right and wrong.
Right and wrong? How do I know?
Your conscience, will tell you.
Conscience? Where do I find one?
Oh, well, what about me?
What's that? Why, it's a cricket.
Jiminy Cricket's the name, yes, sir, we. And I'm with you as anyone's conscience can be.
I think you would be just the one. Neil, said Jiminy Cricket. I dub thee Pinocchio's conscience.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Pinocchio, remember, be a good boy and always let your conscience be your guide.
Look, she's gone.
That's right, Pinocchio. And listen to me. You and I better have a word when we talk.
Why?
Well, you want to be a real boy, don't you? A wallopalooza?
Uh-huh.
That's fine. But the world is crammed full of lovely temptations.
Temptations?
Yep, temptations. They're the wrong things that seem right at the time, but, even though the right things may seem wrong sometimes, sometimes the wrong things may be right at the wrong time, or vice versa. You follow me?
But I'm going to do it right.
Atta boy, Pinocchio, and I'm going to help you. And anytime you need me, just whistle. Like this.
Like this?
No, son. Like this. Well, listen. When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give it a whistle. Give it a whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong,
you are going to school, my little man, huh? You're going to be a scholar, huh?
Yes. I'm going to learn to be brave, truthful, and unselfish. So I can be a real boy someday.
Indeed, indeed.
I must be gone now. I'm late.
Just a minute, young fella. Just a minute. Haven't you ever heard of the easy road to success?
The easy road?
I am speaking, my boy, of the theater.
The theater?
Bright lights, music, applause, your name up in lights. What is your name?
Pinocchio.
Why, I can see it in letters 6 feet high.
6 feet high?
Just as sure as my name is Honest John. But we're wasting time. Come along, lad. On to the theater. Aye, diddly-dee. An actor's life for me. A high silk hat and a silver cane. A watch of gold with a diamond chain. Aye, diddly-doo. You sleep till afternoon. You promenade with a big cigar. You tour the world in a private car. You dine on chicken and caviar. An actor's life for me. Aye, then. Hey, Pinocchio.
Hello, Timmy. I'm going to be an actor.
Take it easy, son. Slow down. Remember what I said about temptation? Well, that's him.
Oh, no, Jiminy. That's Mr. Honest John.
Honest John? Oh, please, I pray you know, Pinocchio. Wait.
Goodbye, Jiminy. Goodbye.
Bye, little
D.D.
Came down and decided to give Pinocchio one more chance.
So she unlocked the cage, and Pinocchio and Jiminy went hurrying home.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were going along the street...
No, sir. Nothing can stop me now, Jiminy. I'll make good this time.
You better.
I will. I'm going to school.
That's that stuff, Pinocchio.
I'll be smart, too. I'd rather be smart than be an actor.
Well, 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 if it isn't my little friend Pinocchio.
Oh, it's Honest John.
But tell me, Pinocchio, how do you like the great Stromboli?
Oh, he was awful. He locked me in a cage.
He did?
And he wouldn't see me. And he made me sing all night. And then...
Oh, you poor, poor boy. You must be a nervous wreck.
Why not? I'm just...
Let me see your face. Of course, just as I thought. A slight touch of monetary complications. With bucolic semilunar contractions of the flying torpedo.
Oh, golly!
Just open your mouth. Why? Now, say hippopotamus. I knew it. Compound transmission of the pandemonium with percussion of spasmodic disintegration.
Is that bad?
Let me feel your pulse. Oh, my dear. Oh, my goodness. Palpitating syncopation of the killadilla. With bongo, bongo, congo of the brute. My boy, you are allergic.
Allergic?
Yes, and there is only one cure. A vacation on Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island?
The happy land of carefree boys. No school, no work, just fun and noise. I'll take you there. Just wait here, my boy. I'll go and get me carried.
Jiminy, did you hear what he said? I'm going to... What's the matter, Jiminy?
Pinocchio, don't let him fool you. That Pleasure Island's a wacket. That's where little boys make jackasses of themselves.
They do?
You bet they do. Their ears grow long, and then they sprout tails, and then they can't even talk. They just wave. Like this. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw.
Oh, golly, let's go home.
That's what I say. What's going? Hey, what do you know? It works. Come on, Pinocchio. What? Wham. You get in trouble, and you don't know what it's going on.
And for the rest of his life, Pinocchio always remembered that song. When you get in trouble and you don't know what to
Daddy.
Do, give a little whistle.
Daddy.
What is it?
Just tell me a story.
I should have made you go to sleep in the first place. All right, all right. Stop it. When Pinocchio and Jiminy got to Geppetto's cottage, they found him out.
What do you think they found out about him?
They found out he was gone. For heaven's sake, stop asking questions. Jiminy and Pinocchio went looking for Geppetto. And where do you think they found him?
Where?
Inside a whale.
Ah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is that all you can say? He was actually inside a great big whale.
That's what he said.
But isn't that remarkable? A man, a full-grown man. Isn't that an awful lot for a whale to swallow?
Isn't that an awful lot for me to swallow?
Well, it happens to be true. What's more, Jiminy and Pinocchio went down to the bottom of the sea and joined Geppetto inside the whale.
Imagine that.
Then the whale clamped down his teeth, and they couldn't come out.
The teeth couldn't come out?
No, no. Pinocchio, Jiminy, and Geppetto couldn't come out.
But you said that...
Never mind what I said. You said the whale's teeth came out, which is false.
Ah, oh, were they false teeth?
Look, let's get out of the whale's mouth.
How are we going to do it?
Well, Pinocchio had an idea. He figured a way to make the whale blow them out.
Hmm. Did he make the whale cough?
Well, that's pretty close, Alan. But how would you go about making a whale cough?
Mm-hmm. I would get his feet wet.
But whales don't have any feet. What Pinocchio did was to build a fire in the whale's stomach.
Well, how did that make the whale blow them out?
Oh, I guess you've never seen a whale sneeze.
A whale sneeze?
Yes.
But you said they didn't have legs.
Oh, no. Now, stop acting cute. The whale sneezed. He sneezed, you understand? Achoo.
What's your night?
I think I'm going to put you to bed.
No, I'll be good. Tell me the rest of the story.
Well, the whale sneezed them out and old Geppetto nearly drowned.
Mm-hmm.
But Pinocchio came to his aid and towed him into shore. In doing so, the little wooden boy gave up his own life to save the whale.
betrayed his father.
Poor Pistachio.
Pinocchio. And when the old man came to, he picked Pinocchio out of the water where he was lying and carried him home and put him on the bed. And then he knelt by the bed and cried and cried.
Pinocchio, Pinocchio, oh, my brave little boy.
And as he knelt there, the beautiful blue light came in through the window again. It was the blue fairy herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she touched Pinocchio with her golden wand. And she said,
prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish. And someday you'll be a real boy. Awake, Pinocchio. Awake.
My poor boy. My poor boy.
Father, what are you crying for?
Because you are dead, Pinocchio.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Now lie down.
But, Father, I'm alive, dear. I'm a real boy.
You are. You're alive. And you are a real boy. Oh, Pinocchio, Pinocchio. Now all my wishes have come true.
And you wish upon a
of the story, Snook. That's the story of Pinocchio. Now it's time you went to sleep. Come on, Snook. To sleep. Snook! Snook! I absolutely insist that you go to sleep.
But, Daddy, I want to sleep. It just woke me up.
Stars Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford will return to the microphone in just a moment. How mild can a cigarette be? Try Camel.
Daddy!
Oh, no. Snook, you mean you haven't fallen asleep yet?
Well, how could I with such a short commercial?
Oh.
Besides, I want to hear the other part.
Oh, you mean where they always say the Screen Guild show supports the Motion Picture Relief Fund? And it's Country House and Hospital?
Yeah.
All right, consider that said. Now run along, please.
But what about all those nice people, Daddy?
What people?
The makers of Camel cigarettes. And do you want to know something?
Yes.
That every week they send free smokes to servicemen's hospital all over the country.
Yes, dear. As a matter of fact, I do. Yes. And this week, among other hospitals, three Camels are being sent to Veterans Hospital, Van Nuys, California, U.S. Naval Hospital, Newport, Rhode Island, and U.S. Marine Hospital, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That makes a total of more than 180 million cigarettes that the Camel people have sent to servicemen, servicewomen, and veterans. And Snopes, This is positively the last word tonight.
I never see
them. Well, what else?
Happy New Year!
Look, the two sets. Oh, yes! Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Screen Guild Players are directed by Bill Lawrence. The adaptations are by Harry Cronman. Remember, Thursday night is Screen Guild night. And next week, one of the most exciting romances ever brought to the screen. A love story played against a thrilling background of suspense and intrigue. RKO Studios' dynamic hit, Notorious, starring Ingrid Bergman, John Hodiak, and J. Carol Nash. Be sure to listen. Hanley Stafford and Jeffrey Silver can be heard every Wednesday over this network in Blondie. Pinocchio was presented through the courtesy of Walt Disney, producer of the Technicolor feature, so dear to my heart. For fun and hilarity, don't miss Camel Cigarettes' other great show over these same stations. Tomorrow night, the Jimmy Durante Show with Alan Young. And remember, Thursday night is Screen Guild night. The greatest stars and the greatest stories brought to you.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company. Next week and every week thereafter, Screen Guild Theater will be heard at 7 o'clock. 1940.